So comes now John Ashcroft, the first attorney general of the Bush administration, the man we love to hate, the man who covered up the marble breasts of a statue because it offended his tender sensibilities. Alberto Gonzalez at the time was a White House counsel, and he wanted a warrant, and he wanted it really, really bad. And so they said, well, you know, Ashcroft is sick. He's in the hospital with pancreatitis or something. We can't talk to him. And he's the guy that has to sign off on this thing. So Alberto Gonzalez and somebody else, another thug from the White House, do you remember
who it
was?
Well, he brings McNulty.
McNulty.
Who becomes his second in command at Justice. And meanwhile, Ashcroft's second in command, who is now in charge while Ashcroft's in the hospital, a guy named
McCovey.
Comey.
Yeah.
Comey gets wind of this story and gets in his car and literally, I mean, this is the critical part of the story that made Chuck Schumer and everybody crazy. He's driving like crazy through red lights to get to the hospital to beat Gonzalez because he wants to make sure that Ashcroft doesn't sign something that he's not capable of understanding. So he gets to the hospital and there's Gonzalez and McNulty sticking this request for warrantless wiretaps in Ashcroft's face, and Ashcroft has the presence of mind to say, I won't sign it.
Yes. Of all, I mean, you know, you got to say about the guy, here he is in severe pain. That's a very, very